Yesterday's part two of the basketball civil war lived up to its name and its hype. Yesterday in Corvallis, the Ducks battled the Beavers. An Oregon State rally came up short in the final moments, and Ducks walked off the Gill Coliseum court with a 74-73 win. Garrett Sim had a season-high 25 points for the Ducks. Oregon is now fifth in the Pac-12 standings with two regular season games left to play. Coach Dana Altman talked about Oregon's outlook for the season.
It's pretty simple. You know, we win two games, we're third. If we drop either one, we're probably going to be fifth. So Colorado winning today, Arizona yesterday over UCLA. So we're either going to be third or fifth. We either take care of business at home and finish third, or we don't, and we'll be playing in that fifth-place game.
That third-place finish would be important because the Ducks would get a first-round bye in the Pac-12 tournament. They do play Colorado at Matthew Knight Arena on Thursday. Well, let's take a look at yesterday's NBA All-Star game. Kevin Durant had 36 points and 7 rebounds as the West held on for a 152-149 win over the East in the 61st All-Star game played in Orlando. Durant was named the game's most valuable player. He says he's thrilled to earn that award.
It's just an exciting feeling to be named the All-Star, but to step it up another level and become the MVP is only something that as a kid you dream about. And coming from where I come from, I didn't think I'd be here. So everything has just been a blessing to me. I'm excited. I'm glad I'm taking this back to Oklahoma City as well.
Kobe Bryant scored 27 en route to passing Michael Jordan for the most career points in All-Star game history. Dwayne Wade logged a triple-double with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists in the loss. And what about Portland's All-Star? Well, LaMarcus Aldridge didn't play much, but then he didn't expect to. The Blazer forward got in just under 10 minutes and scored 4 points. He said it was tough to play so little, but added, quote, "But you know, first one, I can't play 30 minutes my first time here. It's fine. I'm just happy to have had the opportunity to be out there tonight," end quote. Finally, Hunter Mahan both won the title at the WGC Match Play Championship yesterday, besting Rory McIlroy 2-1. Mahan earned $1.4 million for the victory. McIlroy, by the way, would have taken over the top spot in the world rankings had he won. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.